Bless the Lord. We're looking this morning at Psalms number 149. And we're going to enjoy ourselves this morning as we talk about the sword. Praise God. In particular, a certain kind of sword. Praise God. Now, any of you young people in here know how to use a sword? Anybody think they can use one? Come up here and show me how you use it. Here, use one of those sticks and fight that imaginary person in the air. Come on. Unless you all want to fight each other. It doesn't matter who. Come on. It ain't matter if it's two. Glory be to God. We need a demonstration this morning. Sword fight. All right, we got anybody else want to go out there? Don't fight me. All right, there's the enemy coming at you now. What you going to do? All right, defend yourself like you would do out in the yard with nobody watching. Come on, fight that self. Man, you won't get beat up if you fight like that. You got to get down to business. Come on, fight him. Oh, yeah. Oh. I can't get close to you. You slinging that thing. You ought to sling that thing around. He can't get to you. Praise God. All right. Fight with the sword. Thank you very much. Praise God. Sword fight. Well, I'm telling you, Elton, in the scripture this morning, Psalm 149, we're told to use a sword. But I'll tell you, it's interesting how this thing goes. Glory be to God. Oh, yes. He says in verse number 5, Psalm 149, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute judgment upon the heathen and punish men upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise be the Lord. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Say, let you be joyful in glory. Let's go back and read verses 1 through 4 now. See what it says. Say, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Notice he's telling you, sing a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. The Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Now, I call this the singing soul. He's telling you to use the sword, but he's telling you to sing. He's telling you to dance. And all the time he's saying, use the sword. Y'all know how you carry a sword, don't you? Put it in the sheath. Have it in the sheath, and you carry that sword around. And it's kind of hard to dance with a sword. I saw him dancing on TV with the sword. They'd have the sword in one hand, and they'd be dancing like that. Soldiers would have the sword and they'd be dancing there, but they hold on to that sword because that sword was important to them. Glory be to God. So if in the middle of the dance somebody come up and start acting up, they still got the sword. Glory be to God. So when you out there at that juke joint, if you can't carry your sword in, you better stay home. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. If you're going out someplace to party and they won't let you have your sword, you don't need to be partying there. Glory, because you need to be taking your sword with you. You know, glory be to God. Let's see. Now, the sword is fastened at the waist. So you always got it in a right and ready position so that you can reach it when you need to and use it as necessary. You can use it for defense. You can use it to fight war. You can use it to execute justice. The sword is used in the Bible for divine retribution. God said, time for that person to get payback. Glory be to God. And so the sword is can be used for payback. Sword is used in victory to demonstrate victory and God's judgment. Now, what we got to do as people, we know with this physical sword, this sword in the natural that we can use. But now it's time for transition. Transition from depending on your natural sword to looking at the sword of the Spirit and using this sword of the Spirit. Now, the Bible says in Ephesians tells us that the sword of the Spirit is what? The Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. And you're supposed to use this word of God to do the same things that you would have done in the natural with a physical sword. And he said, you do these things now as Christians with the Word of God. Now, if you were with us in Bible study Wednesday night, you would have heard what Miss Cynthia was telling us. That the people of God need to use what they've been given and take authority where they need to be taking authority, using the power where they should be using the power. And then she told us, all these things won't be overcoming us. People won't be running over us if we use what God has given us. God give you the sword. Don't put your sword down someplace and go and say, I'm going to have some fun now without my sword. I'm going to have fun with my sword. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. And you ought to ever be ready. You keep that thing on your waist. Glory be to God. In fact, if nowadays we got a transition here, we got to keep that thing in our hearts and in our minds. Glory be to God. What God has said. Hallelujah. Have the Holy Spirit in us who leads us and guides us. That sword of the Spirit in us is ever ready to be used in every situation that we might come up against. So that's what he tells us. Oh, glory be to God. He says, let the saints, glory be to God. Let the saints be joyful in glory. I remember that. Don't you? The saints be joyful in glory. He's saying, sing unto the Lord a new song. Glory be to God. Stop all that complaining and start praising. Glory be to God. Sing to the Lord a new song in the name of Jesus. Praise God. He said, not just do it for yourself. You see, he said, when you start to sing in your new song, I want y'all to sing it before the congregation. I want you to sing it so others know. Glory be to God. A wonder of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Sing it in the congregation because you're carrying a sword, and that's one bad sword you're carrying. Glory be to God. He's basically telling you, I need you to let people know you got that sword. Don't be trying to hide it. Don't be trying to hide the word of God in you. Glory be to God. The word of God's in you. Hallelujah. He said, use your sword. He said, the fact that you got that sword sometimes will just instill fear in others. That'll keep them from bothering just because you got the sword. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. The sword is a weapon that you use in the schoolhouse. Y'all know how they tell y'all you can't bring a weapon in school? This one you can take to school. You can take this one to school. And guess what? You don't have to actually have it physically with you. But you can still take it to school. Take your sword to school with you. Glory be to God. You get up in the morning. Before you went to bed at night, You take some of the Bible, the word down, and you read and you get it in, you see. And that sword will be with you every day. The Bible tells us there's an unction in the Holy Ghost. If Jesus said that I'll bring these things back to your remembrance, hallelujah. And so that just in the time you need it, hallelujah, devil come at you and the sword pop out. The good thing about this, you got to be quick on the draw with your sword. You know how you hear them people, they'll be on the show and they have a television show and you hear all the sword go pulling out like that. So people start looking around, oh, he got the sword, hallelujah. But I tell you what, the way God works, the Holy Spirit is your real God, hallelujah. And he watching for you even where you're going. And at any time that sword needs to come out, you hear it and all of a sudden the word of God just pop up inside you. Shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. Glory be to God. You say, I'm not comfortable with that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It says, it tells us, we also know that we can take the sword on the job, don't we? Hallelujah. He said, the sword, you know how they tell you, you don't have the right to bear arms. Or you have the right to bear arms, but guess what? If you ain't got a license to carry it, you better not let nobody find you with it. You cannot take a weapon down there, talking about you bearing arms, going down there in Walmart. They'll call that, what's that squad that come looking for you? They are different from you, that they can get you just in case you're doing something you got a business, they can shoot you down. SWAT team will be coming after you. Glory be to God. But he says, you have a right to bear arms. He's saying that the sword cannot be confiscated, it cannot take it away from you. They cannot come to your house and take the sword. They might come to your house and burn your Bible, but they can't take your sword. Hallelujah! Because if you've got the word of God in your heart, glory, you can get another Bible. But that word of God in your heart's not going anywhere. That sword's going to be right there. Hallelujah. They cannot confiscate it. The sword don't, you don't have to give up your sword to enter the place. Yeah, I went to the civic up there. We were watching the young people play ball. And I believe we saw, who did we see playing ball up there that we went to see? Anyway, we went to see them play ball, and they made us get rid. I lost a nice knife that day. Because I had to carry my little knife around in my pocket, my little pocket knife. But when they saw this, they said, you can't. They run that little metal thing up on me and say, you can't carry that. Oh, open your pocket. I pull out there, I had my knife, bowie knife, and man, throw it in there. They had a barrel of knives over there. They wouldn't let you pick up one when you come back out. They just took them all. They took my knife. I couldn't enter because I had my sword. But I tell you, this sword, hallelujah. This sword that I'm talking about, you can enter with glory. I can walk in the civic center, hallelujah. Say, I'm walking in here in the power of God. I got my sword in my hand. I got my sword in my heart. I got my sword in my mind. Glory be to God. And I'm ready to do battle, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, I can take my sword in the mall and McDonald's. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise God. Ain't no public place going to stop me. You know, you go down to the courthouse, they're going to clean you out. And take that munch. Make sure you ain't got nothing. No coins is not a sword. Hallelujah. But glory be to God. I'll be able to go into public places. Hallelujah. Public and private. Hallelujah. I take the sword around my house. The scripture here says, let them sing aloud upon their beds. Is that in there? Glory be to God. You take your sword to bed. Now, if you had taken my granddaddy's sword and you roll over on that thing, you would know something to roll things in the bed with you. You got to make the transition. Get the right sword in the bed with you. Take the sword. So that's why in the night, hallelujah. That's why he said, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Take the word in song. Even there, you just speak it out. Glory be to God. Just start to give God praise there in your bed. Hallelujah. You got a sword in the bed with you. You know how you wake up some nights and you got those bad dreams that scare you? They're so bad they scare you. You say, oh, you get up and say, I'm glad that was a dream. Hallelujah. Well, glory be to God. The Bible says, sing aloud on your bed. Start to praise and thanks God. Remember scripture, glory be to God, that God has put in your heart. He'll bring it back to you. Hallelujah. Oh, tell you not to fear. Glory be to God. Fear not, for I'm with thee. Hallelujah. Go on and keep that sword with you. Sword you carry while you're praising. It's there's a story back where they were going to Jericho. And you know who Joshua met just before they went into Jericho? He met this angel. Actually, the Bible says he saw a man, and he had this sword. Glory be to God. Notice now, he saw a man, and the first thing he noticed about the man is the man had the sword. The people, hallelujah, they ought to know that you're carrying a sword with you, hallelujah. By the way you walk, the way you talk, glory be to God, they ought to see the sword, hallelujah. The word of God's got an imprint on you. It's in your life, hallelujah. They ought to, your very presence, glory be to God, because you trust in and believe in God, because you've been in his presence. It should be, if it's not, they not quite right to bring fear to them. Jericho had it locked up. Glory be to God. But that angel said, came, and Joshua saw the angel, and he asked the angel, are you for us or you against us? He said, I'm the captain of the Lord's host. Hallelujah. If the captain of the Lord's host carry his sword, then God, I ought to carry mine. Hallelujah. You ought to carry yours. Glory be to God. Just illustrating to us that you carry this sword with you. You carry the sword with you because you're going to have to do battle in the Lord's army. Praise the name of Jesus. So when they go around, I like this. He said now, because you got to take this transition from the physical sword to the word of God. You carry that sword, hallelujah. They carried physical swords because they had the army go out there. They had their physical swords with. You see, because sometimes when you're talking to the people in the natural, they kind of don't want to act up sometimes. Well, he don't look so impressive. But I bet you when you see that police show up with that shiny badge on and a gun on the side, you change your mind. Well, so their army was walking out in front of them. But guess what? The army was backed by the priests. The priests had horns, ram's horns, and they had the word of God. Glory be to God. You know how sometimes you just sit and you think on the word of the Lord. You don't say nothing. You just sit there and you meditate on God's word. God told them, say, I want y'all to go and start walking around Jericho. And I don't want you to say a word. This is time to meditate on the word. Glory be to God. The word that's going to break out in you one day. Hallelujah. The word of God that's going to work in your situation. I want you to just think about it, that I have told you, that the word of God has told you. Say you go and each day you walk around Jericho. You walk, march around there. Just walk around. Don't say a word. Don't talk to each other. Just go. Sometimes you can't talk to folk. Hallelujah. I just gotta do what God says. I gotta think about what God says. And I like that in Miss Cynthia. You can't get Miss Cynthia off what she believes. Hallelujah. When she says that that's the way it is, glory be to God. Well, then that's the way they were. God said it, so they were walking around, and some people probably look at them and say, boy, look at them stupid out there. They were on that wall, they probably would jeer and say, hey, look at them nuts. Hallelujah. Glory. But they were still standing. They were walking around there, just like God would told them to walk around Jericho. They just kept walking. Praise the name of Jesus. And then God gave them some order, you see, and they had to remember what God told them to do. And God gave them order to say, the 7 days you're going to walk around there. He said, now the next time when they get around the seventh day, they're going to really think you stupid. Because y'all want y'all to walk around there 7 times. There they go, walking around Jericho. If they'll look at them and look at the body, I bet they didn't look at them people. Don't they realize they're not doing a thing by them walking around here? But they don't realize what God's been doing all along. Hallelujah. And boy, around that seventh day, he said, walk around 7 times. Glory be to God. And that seventh time, after you walk around, do what I'm going to tell you here. He said, the seventh time, when you walk around, I want you to sing out loud after you hear the trumpet blow. After you hear the sound of the trumpet, it's like the voice of the Lord. When you hear it, I want you to burst out in praise. Glory be to God. I want you to let praise go. Don't hold back. I want everything in the group to be praising God, because God's a might to do a mighty work. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to use. They had timbrels. They had harps. They had musical instruments with them. Glory be to God. He said, now I want y'all to make noise. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For the Spirit of God to move into place. Spirit of God move, hallelujah, tore the walls down. Now that's the way the Lord works. He said, now I want y'all to, he was telling, I want you to use that singing soul. Now you know everybody can't don't sound good when they're singing. But everybody can sound good when they praise it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God works just the same. And so God did a thing there that day. God did a thing because they trust him and believe him, and they used the singing sword. They ain't so worried about the sword anymore that they had on the side. For they were listening to the word of the Lord. Now, I didn't say they didn't have any battle after they went in there, but glory be to God. It didn't say they didn't bump anybody. They had to bump to get where they needed to go. Yeah, but I'm telling you, the battle was won because the Lord was fighting it for them. Lord tore the wall down for them. Hallelujah. And they were able to take over what they call a city you cannot conquer. Something supposed to be unconquerable. Yet they did it. Glory be to God. And that's the way it is with the people of God. And we need to learn to use the sword the way God tells us to use the sword. You ought to be praying about your representative. You ought to be praying about your pastor, your next pastor. You ought to be praying about your bishop. You ought to be praying about your senator. You ought to be praying about these local people. You ought to be praying about your school. And you ought to be using the sword when you pray. You ought to say, Lord, now that which you promised, this is your word, Lord God. That's what you promised you were able to perform. And Lord God, I don't know a whole lot of these words yet, but I know one thing you say, glory be to God. Ask and it shall be given. Glory be to God. And I'm asking here today, Lord God. Thank you, Father. I'm trusting you. You said, I'm trusting you, saying without faith it's impossible to please you. I'm showing you I'm trusting you because I'm standing here and praising you, and I'm praising you in the congregation. I don't care whoever else knows. I want you to know that I have faith towards you, that I have asked you, and I'm trusting you to carry it out. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye shall believe that ye receive, and ye shall receive it. But Lord God, your word said it. Now I'm praying. I'm praying for my senator. I'm praying, Lord God, that they make the right laws that will cause us to be blessed. I'm praying for the president. Lord God, you say the nobles, the Bible says there in that scripture that the nobles, that he can do his work, his way around the nobles of the people. So that means the president, glory be to God, the senators that being all those elected officials, God said, use the sword or use the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Use the word of God to speak. Speak and begin to praise God and bless God even after you prayed and you requested. Glory be to God. Use that sword. Use that sword. Oh, we have to quit. Got lots more, but we're going to have to quit. Learn to use your sword. Don't be afraid to use your sword. That's one thing. How many of y'all are shy about praising the Lord? How many of you shy about asking? How many of you shy if somebody say, I want you to pray? Don't be shy. Say, listen, I'm getting ready to use my sword. You know what you do? You know how when you get ready to use your little knife and you say, somebody tell you to do something, you get your little thing out and start sharpening that thing up. You tell somebody claiming you, they can say, I want you to pray next Sunday. What you do is you get your Bible out and start looking at that thing. You start sharpening it up. You start getting ready. Hallelujah! I know what I'm gonna pray to. I'm gonna pray the 23rd Psalm. I'm gonna get up there and say, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I thank Him." Glory be to God. And I thank you. I'm not gonna have to want today. Glory be, because the God is gonna supply all my needs. Glory be to God. I'm gonna pray the 23rd Psalm. That's the word, and I'm praying what God says. Glory be. I remember that when trouble hit, that there are difficulties. When I'm going through difficult times, I thank God. He won't ever leave me. He'll always be there with me. He'll guide me. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank God. In the presence of my enemies, He'll be providing for me. Glory be to God. I'm praying. I'm preparing. Hallelujah. So what you know, now you know what the secret to that is? Don't wait till you have to ask somebody to ask you to do it. Go and get something in you already. So when time to use your sword, you just use that thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Never know when somebody say, I need you to cut this little button off my coat here. That sew. Yeah, that's somebody else's button. They've been trying to sew on my clothes. They've been trying to get me to pick up their habits. They've been trying to get me to do their things. But it's been kind of sneaking up on me a little at the time. So I need the sword right now to cut some of this stuff off. Glory be to God. I want God in my life. I want the word of God in my life. That shouldn't be there. Hallelujah. Y'all see Ms. Duncan, top part of her little dress up there. Ain't no buttons up there. The old devil comes over and tries to put some button up there and try to make it look like it fit. He know it doesn't belong there. But he'll say, ain't nothing wrong with that. He said, I don't know why they're tripping. Everybody does it. They're always sewing another button on you. Don't let them do it. Come back with the word of God. Use the word of God or say, oh, God has not said to me that I'm going to be living by what you say, but I have to live by what comes out of
the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So that's what I'm going to go by. And that doesn't belong. Praise the name of Jesus. So then, use your words. Praise Him. And after you said it, here's the part. After you said it, what you got to do? Sing it. Sing it. That's speaking, that praising. Whether you know it or not, when you start praising God, that's a song to His heart. If you can't just sing it in a song, praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If it ain't saying it out loud, say it in your head. Glory be to God. Devil don't want to hang around where Jesus is. And if Jesus is in your head, the devil's going to get out. Glory be to God. Jesus in your heart, the devil's going to get out. Glory be to God. Sing. Now, what was the title of the message? I forgot. The Singing Sword. You got to make that transition. Let that sword sing. The Bible says, and I'm going to quit with this one. I'm going to quit. Say, ever that you ever seen an angel? They say at the gate, at the garden, they put this angel there with a sword, and that sword was going and going and going to protect the garden from reentry until the right time. Because if you want to get back into the presence of God, you need to come through Jesus Christ. Then the sword isn't there to keep you out. The sword's there to keep you and make the way good for you, like that angel showed up for Joshua. So if there's anybody here today, want to get to that closeness with Jesus Christ, this is the time, even as we get ready to pray. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Anything in particular you want to bring forward? I will remember all the things as we're praying that you mentioned earlier today. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Ought to sing your way right onto a blessing. Ought to praise your way right onto a blessing. Because God's got it and is waiting to give it to you. Praise the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you, we love you, we adore you. We thank you because you're wonderful, loving, and kind. We thank you, Lord God, there isn't anything that's come against us that isn't common to men. There's no temptation taken us such that, Lord God, that you don't realize that you also made a way of escape. You've been working things out for us all along, Lord God. And so we thank and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, when no matter how it's touched us, no matter how difficulties have touched us, Lord God, you gave us a sword for a reason, Lord God, to use it against those things, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So we speak into that sickness. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Let our sword be sharp. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be regulated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. However the enemy is attacking, we bind you. We curse you. We cast you out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Because Jesus said himself in his word, ask anything in my name and I'll do it.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you and we praise you. We love you and we adore you. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you forever, Lord Jesus. We forever give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord God, we just thank you for all the ones who would be here and can't be here, Father, in the name of Jesus, Miss Burton. Lord God, oh, thank you about Shama Musum, Miss Mac, Father. We just praise you and we bless you. That almost so hard to be this thing. That you work in them and work on them, Lord God. Bless them the way they stand in need. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you for it. Bless our children, Lord God. Oh, and bless our men folk, Lord God. Thank you for the expansion that you're doing with them, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the leaders that are being elected, Lord God, for the new year, Father. We thank you that you encourage them far in Jesus' mighty name. We praise you and we bless you. We love you for it, Lord God. And be with us as we carry out our meetings this afternoon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.